As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Good morning.
Now, our next guest is a professional psychic medium and author. We've been glued to her TV shows over the years, and we are delighted to be joined this morning by Psychic Sally. Sally, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Brendan, and hello, Rebecca. Lovely to be with you. Thank you for asking me on.
Oh, we're thrilled to be speaking with you this morning, Sally. Can you take us back to the beginning? When did you first realise that you had psychic abilities?
That made me laugh at the beginning because I'm quite old now. Well, I think you know, I've got lots of stories when I was quite young, when you sort of start remembering things, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But I think that it's when it's pointed out to you. You know, I always say I've always worn glasses, spectacles since I was 3 years old, but never thought I was any different until it was pointed out to me by some lovely children at school that I had four eyes. So, and it's the same with my ability. I suppose I was about 11 when the teasing became something of, well, wait a minute, what am I doing that's making them tease me? So I would say I recognised that, you know, there was something going on at about 11.
Yeah. You've had lots of high profile people on your books over the years, Sally. Who's been the most enjoyable or the most memorable to work with?
Well, I think they've all of them, and yeah, they're all lovely. And some of the most memorable ones are not necessarily high profile people. But, you know, you have to say, don't you, that the Princess of Wales. And I mean, it's her, we're coming up 25th anniversary of her passing. And I think that she's the most memorable, you could say. And I'm always being reminded by the press that, you know, I was her psychic for 4.5 years. So I think that will be with me until the day I die.
Sally, I'm actually really into my crystals, my tarot cards, my angel cards. And I love getting and giving readings, but I'd like to improve a bit. And I'm wondering, do you have any advice for me and other aspiring psychics on how to kind of, I suppose, improve our skills or tune in a bit better?
Well, I think the first thing that I would say to you, Rebecca, and that's so lovely to hear that, because we need people to look at, you know, our natural form of intuitiveness, which is most definitely a latent psychic ability. It just sits there. But I think the most important thing, and I'm only telling you what I do, and that's the only way I can sort of judge it, is to trust what you're sensing, what you're feeling, what you know. When I was a little girl, my mother used to call it my knowings. And I think that if we trust, if we think, do you know what? I just know that. And why would you be feeling it unless it was the truth? So I think that it is something that you need to... Sorry, my dog's in the background there.
What's the dog's name?
It's Teddy.
Oh, Teddy. And hello.
He's a little rescue dog. I've had him a couple of years. So basically, to sort of like harness your own natural psychic ability, you need to trust it.
Sally, we're moving into the age of Aquarius. What does that mean for people?
Well, they say it's like an enlightenment, don't they? The age of Aquarius. I think it means for people that, and it's true, isn't it? And it's just, I think it happened before the age of Aquarius. I think that we're now so aware of our feelings, our emotions. We now recognize that the energy that we give off and the energy that we receive, there's something else there. There's another dimension.
Sally, we watched you on TV for years on the road. What was your favourite thing about doing that show?
Oh, well, I still do it. I'm still on the road.
You're still doing it now. How many years have you been doing it?
Oh, 13 years now. Oh, obviously, wow. There's a break with COVID, but 13 years. And I think the best thing for me anyway, is meeting all the different people that I meet and being able to let people look at this ability in the raw, because every single show is different. You know, you walk out every night, you're in different places every night, different audiences, you never know what's going to happen. There's no script, and I just walk out there and it just happens.
You did Celebrity Big Brother a few years ago. How did you find that experience?
I did. I don't think I was well the moment I said yes to that. Well, I found that experience. I mean, it's an experiment, isn't it? It's a psychological experiment to the extreme. I found it lovely. I made lots of friends in there that I still see. And one of them, Nick and his wife, Leonie, who live in, you know, she's Irish, they live in Ireland. They're still great friends of mine. And I found the experience very interesting. You know, everything that you see is genuine. In other words, you don't have a clocking there. You don't have a book. There is nothing in there that will tell you what's going on with the outside world. You're completely in a bubble enclosed. So I think that, you know, it was just quite amazing, that experiment.
Are there any other reality TV shows that you would actually like to do?
Oh, I'd love to do Love Island.
Yes, Psychic Sally.
You on Love Island.
I could do with a little bit of love in my life, but seriously, I'd love to do Love Island because can you imagine me in there trying to get people together? A matchmaker.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Love that. Sally, you're touring around the UK still. Do you have any plans to come back and see us in Dublin?
I do. It's just we are trying to get dates in. It's all about booking the dates because everybody wants to do Dublin. Everybody wants to do Ireland. And so do I. But I will be back.
Well, we can't wait until you're back in Dublin. Sally Morgan, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast and for your psychic advice.
Yeah, well, I think with you, I would say definitely continue pursuing this esoteric world that you're so interested in and with your crystals. For you, Brendan, I think that they're, you know, your love life, Brendan.
Yes, Sally.
I mean, it's quite, well, Brendan, it's quite powerful at the moment.
Do you think? Ooh. That's not what Tinder's been telling me, Sally, unfortunately.
Tell you, Brendan, it's really powerful. You know what you don't like, Brendan, so always remember that. Don't go backwards. You've got to go forwards.
Always looking forward,
great
Sally.
Great advice.
Thank you very much.
Okay, love you both. Thank you.
Sally Morgan, thank you so much.
Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.